Greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Rob Hames. This is 15 Minutes with Jesus. Wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, Jesus said, there am I in the midst of them. To those of you who love him in truth, mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father.
Glory
we praise
God.
Your holy name. Thank you for this day, Father. Thank you for the program you've given me, not of this world. In John chapter 3, Jesus told Nicodemus that unless we are born again or born from above, we cannot see the kingdom of God. When we believe on him and we receive him, we are born from above. We become sons and daughters of God. Galatians 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Jesus said, he that commits sin, he that practices sin, is the slave of sin. But he whom the Son sets free shall be free indeed. In John 8, Jesus said to the Jews, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Jesus said to his disciples in John chapter 15, verse 18, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. When Jesus was praying shortly before he was crucified in John 17, verse 6, he said, I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept. And none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. That's us. That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Jesus is from above. He is not of this world. He came into this world to deliver us from this present evil world, to deliver us from our sins, and to cause us to overcome evil, to overcome the devil. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. I'll read that again. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood, and it is the Spirit who bears witness. Because the Spirit is truth, for there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree as one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. And this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Verse 19, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. They overcame him, the wicked one, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Jesus said, he that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne. He that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life. He that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death. He that overcomes will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone with a new name written on it. He that overcomes and keeps my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. He that overcomes shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, New Jerusalem, which comes down from heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. It is upon us to repent of all our evil ways, turn from them, and humble ourselves before our God, and believe on the name of His Son, who died for us and rose again to deliver us from this present evil world, to save us from our sins, and to enable us through faith and the Word of God to overcome them and to inherit all things in Him. We are not of this world, but He has chosen us out of the world. He that makes himself a friend of the world makes himself the enemy of God. This world is passing away, and the lust thereof. But he that does the will of God abides forever. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, is going into the kingdom of God, but he that does the will of the Father. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Let's turn to Philippians 3, verse 7. The Apostle Paul said, what things were gained to me, these I have counted lost for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Brethren, join in following my example, and note those who so walk, as you have us for a pattern. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Chapter 4, verse 1, therefore, my beloved and longed-for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. Are you looking for the Savior? Are you purifying yourself, even as he is pure, as you are eagerly waiting for him? Are you overcoming this present evil world? Are you of God, or are you of this world? As long as you continue to love the things of this world and its pleasures, you will never overcome it. In Revelation 21, Jesus said, he that overcomes will inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Little children, we are not of this world, even as he is not of this world. Thank you for listening to 15 Minutes with Jesus at roberthames.com. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you who love him in truth. Amen.